when a fish hits that diminutive, there's just a rush. That anticipation of when a fish hits is what's been really fun. This year's dip netting actually has been probably the best that I've ever had on the Custom Quim. I've been dip netting for the last 2 or 3 years, trying to figure out where to go and how to do it, watching a lot of Kenai videos on YouTube. But this year, I was able to catch around 10 fish per trip. So it's been pretty good this year. Normally it's about two and a half hours. While we were trying to learn how to dip net, in the past we'd be out for 4 or 5 hours and catching one fish. So it's been getting a lot easier, and still trying to learn the Custom Quim in places where fish are most likely to be for easy access to dip netting. Dip netting has just been a curiosity of mine. I knew it could work, just trying to figure out where and at what times is the best. For me, it's more of an enjoyment of being out and on the river and fishing, and catching something is just a bonus. A lot of trial and error, basically. I know a lot of people have just started trying to dip net, and it takes a while to learn. So just drift down in long stretches of right next to sandbars and drifting pretty close to shore, because a lot of the sockeye are pretty bank oriented, so they're really close to shore and between 4 and 10 feet of water, and drifting in that area is pretty much the best bet to catch something. And from what I've been finding is there's a certain depth at which you catch a lot more fish than others, like probably about 6 to 8 feet down under the water has been pretty productive for me. When the tide's going out, for dip netting is the best. What I found out, if you're doing it using rope and a little bit of boat power, pretty much any time of the tide's been pretty good. From what I've learned from watching YouTube videos on the Yukon, fishing right behind points, because the salmon have to go around that point, so it's kind of a little bit of a choke point to have better success. Like at Joe Pete, at the head of Joe Pete, at the end of the island, it sticks out. Those fish usually have to go around that, so like I've done okay up there by Joe Pete. Anytime there's a place like an eddy, somewhere where there's slow water, so where the fish kind of hold up to rest or have easier swimming to go upriver, has been probably the best places to fish. The wind has a big factor on dip netting on the river, because that wind pushes the boat, and sometimes you have to have it on one side or the dip net on one side, because it's impossible to drive with if there's a strong wind. When it's less windy, it's a lot easier to control the boat and to have a dip net in at the same time. The way I learned it from people that fish on the Kenai is tying a rope to the base of the pole to the front of the boat. And then when you're in power, the boat is holding all that pressure while you're going downriver. And so you're actually going a little bit faster than the current heading downriver. And so that's my personal preference, and I've been pretty successful this year doing that. With all these sockeye passing through right now, it's a lot of fun.